Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug them up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
I mean, Jimmy, what a banger to start out the Friday show. Crank this up. This has got to be straight 90s, right, Crowder?
Yeah, it is 90s.
This Black Box? Is that who it is?
No idea.
Correct.
Black Box?
That's crazy. You're music Rain Man.
I know. Never heard of Kendall Fuller, but I can tell you.
Well, you need to go on that mute Shazam, that show Shazam. You need to go on.
Right? I always watch that with Jamie Foxx. I'm like, I could do this, except they do a lot of current stuff, which I cannot get. Like, if there was a Shazam for 80s, 90s music only, I'm good to go.
Old man Shazam.
Yeah, exactly. Once they start getting into Akon, I'm like, huh? What's going on here?
Yeah. Akon got some bangers.
I will tell you, because I want to talk about the Panthers for a second, but no one. I mean, this was plus 1,800 that Crowder would be at all five shows this week. I am
what?
Blown away. I lost a ton of money. I had bet this. I had bet no at minus 1,800. I lost 1,800 bucks because I knew you were traveling this week. No chance you were going to be at all five shows. Solana, am I wrong here? Is this one of the biggest upsets maybe since Leicester City in the EPL or whatever that was?
Tyson Douglas? I'm a workhorse, baby.
I think Jimmy Butler to get a triple-double tonight would have had better odds than Crowder making all five shows in a week. What?
A workhorse, baby.
I mean, what happened? Crazy. Well, we'll see you for a half a show next week.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I'll let y'all know because I got to run.
Because I saw on Instagram you had posted some video from an airplane. Crowder's in Los Angeles right now.
No.
You had posted video about an hour ago, maybe an hour and a half ago, of an airplane, and you could see the ground underneath you. And I said to myself, well, if he's taking off, there's no way he'll be here for the show. And if he's landing, he seems to be on time. And there you are.
I was there, man. We got to the hotel it was 10:20 this time. And then I didn't have headphones, so we had to go across the street to the mall, Asia and myself, buy headphones.
How can
get
you
back.
Not have headphones? You literally on an airplane 5 times a week. They hand you headphones like they're napkins.
I left them on the bathroom sink.
Unbelievable. No one in 2024 should have to buy headphones if they don't want to. Now, if you want to get more comfortable ones or whatever, but everyone should just be swimming in headphones in random pockets and luggage. Like, there's just headphones everywhere.
And then you go to these stores and they want you to get these buds that you're going to lose in 8 seconds. I don't want a bud. I want a wired headphone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me tethered.
I've had 17 damn earbuds and they all get lost.
You left them in the bathroom on the airplane?
No, the bathroom in the airport sink.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. I was talking to somebody. You know, I'm a big bathroom talker.
Mm-hmm. We know.
Yeah.
So I was talking to somebody and I just put them down and you know what happens.
I also feel like Jawan Strader deserves an applause as well for not stealing Crowder from us this week. Thank you, Jawan.
Thank you, Jawan. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Hey, next Monday I got a 1-on-1 with Jim Barry, guys. I'm just going to tell you, I might have to get off a little early.
I'm watching this Players Championship, Solana. Just have it up on the monitor. You're our golf guy. Who's this Clark guy who's in the lead?
What's the Players Championship?
I don't know. Isn't that the tournament we're watching?
Huh? What is that?
Aren't you doing updates for it today?
Yeah, it's brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Perfect time to get it out of the way. Go ahead.
Is that the Canadian? Is that the Canadian guy?
I don't know. I don't know who this Clark is. B. Clark?
B. Horschel?
I'll tell you right now.
He's 14 under. I don't know who this is.
Wyndham Clark. Yeah, he's American. Who is that? He's American. Wyndham Clark.
W. Clark?
Yeah, Wyndham Clark.
All right. Have you heard of him?
No,
never.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, he's 14 under. I don't know why I started the show with that.
Okay. All
right. Clark Sanity. He has a run.
And Zig went other.
He's having a run.
We are monitoring Daniel Clark Berger, Sanity. Professional golfer, local guy. How's the course playing today, as a matter of fact?
I'm staring at a golf course, one of the nicest golf courses in the world, I heard, right out of my window.
What are you doing in L.A.?
Oh, we're here. I don't know. I was about to BS y'all and
is
say
it for
what
the
I
pivot?
Knew.
Is it for family? Is it on your own? Is it it's Crowder for, powder? What is going on?
It's for the pivot. Everything's for Crowder powder because I got the shirt on. So yeah, I walk around. Yeah,
I'm there's going to be a big Crowder powder grand opening party at Delaware Chicken Farm.
Mm. Yeah, 420, which is an amazing date to have a Crowder powder party. Yes, yeah. 420. I'm going to be cooking chicken wings and steaks and things. Man, it's going to be a good time.
Ooh, well,
but I'm out here for the pivot, and I have to actually play golf Sunday. And I don't know if they know I'm not that good, but they put me with some people, so we're going to have us a good time.
Larry Glick texting me, Wyndham Clark won the U.S. Open last year. So it's not like he's a story out of nowhere that, you know, like we just, well,
Clark
if you listen, you understand.
Clark Sanity's running, baby.
He won the U.S. Open. We're talking about him like it's some amateur that's getting their shot today.
Is a pro-am?
We do have another pair, final pair of Heat tickets to give away today. Do that before 6 o'clock. Heat and Pelicans. We have a lot to get to. The Florida Panthers economic stimulus plan failed last night in an epic way. Is it because Solana jumped in on it? I don't know. Is it because Crowder bet the Panthers while we were doing the show yesterday? I don't know. But I did live bet them when they went down 1-0. I live bet them again They went down 2-0. I was tempted to live bet them again when they went down 3-0, but instead I just talked Mike Cuno into betting them at that point.
I was in economy because of the damn Panthers last night.
I also texted Rob Pizzola. Panthers down 3-0 plus 1,100. This is easy money. And when it was all said and done, they lost 4-0. Pizzola texted me a very angry face. But you can't win them all. Listen, not every day is going to be an up day on Wall Street or Panthers Street. Guess what? Root for them to go down a goal tomorrow against Tampa. Win it all back.
I'm chasing now. I got me 3-14 parlays in NCAA men's right now rolling for the night.
I was almost betting a whole bunch of Kyrie props last night. I was going to chase because the Dallas game was the late game. And I was like, all right. And then Luka was out. And so I'm like, oh. And then I was like, oh, what am I doing? What am I doing? I don't
Kyrie,
know.
Kyrie balled.
Did he? I didn't even watch the game. I know they lost, but they were like 10.5-point underdogs because Luka was out.
Kyrie, I watched the first half. Kyrie was going crazy.
Let's get headlines for the beginning of the show here. 52 years ago today, The Godfather was released. That's a little foreshadowing for today's show. Here are your headlines. You know what else today is? A little more foreshadowing for today's show. Real ones will be able to figure it out easily. You know what today is, Crowder?
What's that?
Today is True Confessions Day.
True Confessions?
True Confessions Day.
There's nothing we can do to beat Solanas.
I know. I thought my Godfather confession really was the cream of the crop.
Solana came with the foolishness.
Came with more cream and more crop.
A lot more crop. Who played that? I didn't hear that one.
Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
All right, settle down, nail muncher.
That was the breaking news.
Yeah.
Wyndham Clark Sanity.
I think the real question is, why does Larry Glick know that? Come on.
He's a big golf fan. I would imagine many golfers know who's the most recent winner of the U.S. Open. It's not like we won in 93.
But none of us four do.
Nope.
Breaking news.
Jimmy's still trying to figure out what sport we're talking about.
Is this La Liga? What?
Huh? Wyndham Clark is fighting Mike Tyson? What are these guys saying?
CONCACAF, Jimmy. CONCACAF.
Breaking news. Michigan head coach Jawan Howard will not return next season. Wolverines went 8-24 this year.
All right. Yeah. He's had a couple of little stumbles the last couple of seasons.
I know a lot of guys that played and can coach very well. The name thing only lasts so long. You got to be able to damn coach.
The Spoelstra tree has not exactly been excellent after leaving Miami, right? I mean, Jawan Howard had a –
Wait a second.
You better not talk bad about Fizdale.
One of you guys went to bat for David Fizdale on this show for an hour and a half one day.
Better.
And I'm not doing this again.
Not talk bad about David Fizdale.
I am not doing that show again because that was ridiculous.
Say something about Fizdale. Whatever you want. Ian and one of y'all, say something bad about David Fizdale.
All right, we'll move on then. We will move on. Right. The Florida Panthers did lose yesterday, gentlemen. They went down 1-0 within 30 seconds of the puck dropping, by the way, in Carolina. There was a fight. Three people got penalties. It was chippy yesterday, like right off the bat.
They got handled, though. It was wild. Now, I didn't know. One of the things that I had texted Mike Cugno last night was, wow, this Carolina team is good. The passing was so crisp, and they handled the Panthers. And he texted me back, which was fair. Perhaps you should know how good they are before you have everyone betting against them. That's a fair point. I honestly had, unless Carolina just had a spectacular game, that team was unbelievably good last night. And I think they've beaten the Panthers twice, right, so far?
No. I think this was the third matchup of the season, and the Panthers had beaten them twice this year. So it was a bit of a revenge game for Carolina.
I'm going to have to wait for Glick to text me on that one because I'm not certain that you're correct.
Larry Glick's our insider, huh?
Listen, we're on a tight budget.
I love Larry.
I like Larry, too. He runs my golf pool.
So the Florida Panthers, as Hawk mentioned, will be back on the ice tomorrow. Right, Hawk?
Yes, sir. 6 o'clock, the Amerant Bank Arena.
Against the Tampa Bay Lightning. And then I think they're off until late next
Thursday.
Week. Thursday,
they have
right?
like 4 or 5 days off.
Yeah, they get Nashville on Thursday. But back at the Amerant Bank Arena tomorrow, 6 p.m. Tonight, the Miami Heat are in action. They play 2 straight against the Detroit Pistons, both in the Motor City. One game tonight at 7 p.m., so our show will end a couple minutes early. And then Sunday, they'll play Detroit. Again, they're trying to end a 2-game losing skid.
2-game?
4-game. Excuse me. 4-game losing skid.
Yeah. They're trying to go on a 2-game winning streak is what they're trying to do.
Correct. Canes baseball, they open up a...
Somebody texted in, Carolina beat the Cats 1-0 last time they played. I don't think the so Cats maybe, have had any success against them this year.
Maybe it was the other way around. Maybe Carolina had won 2 straight coming into this one.
That's what Hawk said.
Is it? I was thinking about David Fizdale and his tenure in New York.
Say something about Fizz. A lot. I'm waiting. This segment's never going to end.
Inter Miami, they're set to host or be on the road tomorrow against DC United at 2 p.m. Lionel Messi is not expected to play tomorrow.
All right. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You have Luis Suarez.
That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you're joking, but I'm not.
No, I'm not joking.
Yeah.
Luis Suarez had a better season for Inter Miami than Leo Messi has. True or false?
True.
Jimmy?
True.
I was so hoping you'd say Wyndham Clark. I was so hoping. I was like, come on, Jimmy. Come on. This is a long shot, but come on, Jimmy.
Still don't know what sport we're talking about.
Canes baseball, they open up a 3-game series at home at Mark Light versus UNC. Tonight is orange out at the light theme. So everybody's supposed to wear orange if you're going to the game. 7 p.m. is your first pitch.
What's Mark Light Shakes doing for UNC?
Yeah, I don't know. Did
I look? Let's see.
Barbecue.
That's what I would think, right?
Yeah, then North Carolina would be barbecue.
Let's see here.
Or something blue, like blueberry or some blue shake for that baby blue.
Or like
they
don't
tar. Have anything posted on the Instagram. You're sure they're home this weekend?
Yeah, they're home, 100%.
Did you just say tar?
Yeah, like a tar-based shake.
Yeah, that's going to do it. That's delicious.
What about like an actual heel? Like a full heel?
Like a shoe. You put a shoe in the milkshake.
Man, I am dumb. All right. Just an aside. You know, Kevin Durant has been in the NBA 17 seasons.
Really?
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Yeah, yesterday, because Al Horford and Kevin Durant.
17? How many seasons has LeBron been in the league?
21, I believe.
20. I knew it was over 20.
Yeah, drafted 03, so this is his 21st season.
Man, LeBron ain't what we had in Miami, boy. I watched the game the other night.
LeBron's best NBA seasons were in Miami. It is indisputable.
100%.
Yep.
Which, by the way, is why they really should have won more than two titles.
Yes. And I saw him one-on-one with Matt Barnes. What's the guy's name? I was like, this guy can guard LeBron? I swear, Sacramento Kings, they were just one-on-one with LeBron, no problem.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like Matthew Dellavedova when he was here. No, you're talking about now, LeBron now.
Yeah. The Kings game the other night, I got home and I watched the fourth quarter, and there was just one-on-one. Like, there's nobody protecting him anywhere, and he's just shutting down LeBron. I was like, this is crazy. Harrison Barnes, is that his name? Hit all the threes.
Harry Barnes. Yeah.
Matt Barnes is all the smoke, isn't he?
Yeah, Matt Barnes, he wants all the smoke, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's that story about Matt Barnes? He drove, like 8 hours?
it was like 23 hours right. to fight somebody messing with his old lady.
Derek Fisher, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And he, jumped the fence. Yeah, it was a weird, weird story.
Wonder if he's heard of air travel, Matt Barnes.
I read a story. Well, the amazing part of that story, though, is to remain that angry for that long, right? That's really the amazing part. Like, I don't care who you are and how angry you are. It dissipates over time, like, quickly. You know what I mean? Like, that you feel that anger, and then it dissipates. I read an article yesterday. It was just like some Instagram or Twitter snippet, but it was a guy in England. He published like the first three quarters of his book online. I don't know if it was on Reddit or something, and asked people like to give their opinions on it and how it should finish. And some young lady wrote essentially, "This stinks. It's terrible." And he got in his car. He found where she worked by, you know, cross-referencing her from Instagram to Facebook, found where she worked at a grocery store. He drove 30 hours. She was stocking cereal boxes. He walked up to her and punched her in the face.
No.
And he's in jail for like 18 months or something. I'm reading it. And I'm like, this guy got so angry and remained so angry that he showed up at her place of work like a day and a half after she posted it.
That's ridiculous. Wow. Once you go to bed, you sleep and wake up.
You can pretty much write off anything.
Yeah, it's okay. Kind of calm down now. That's why. Yeah, it's actually, I asked Matt Barnes about it on the Pivot.
I remember.
And he said the story is perpetuated, but he was like, now it's out there. So he's like, me saying
it. But he said it's a little like it's kind of taken on a life of its own. And it's not exactly the way that we all describe it.
And I said, Drake had a line in one of his songs, and that's what blew it up. Like, oh, this man was mad for a day and a half or something like that. He said Drake's line blew it up.
No, I think it was Kanye. Like, I think Kanye had a song called 26 Hours or 23 Hours. And he says, like, drive across the country to go whoop somebody's ass, Matt Barnes.
That's what it was. He brings it up. He's like, yeah, the song. He was like, now it's no reason for me to talk about the story anymore because it's already what it is.
Somebody says on text, Panthers rolled the Hurricanes early in the season, 5-2.
I listened to Doug Plagans on the broadcast yesterday, and I'm like 99% sure he mentioned the Panthers had beaten the Hurricanes two straight, and there was a guarantee that this one would be chippy because of that, because they had played close games already.
Because I watched Goldie and Moeller, and it stuck in my head that I think Goldie said that the Panthers had lost two straight to Carolina. So I don't know. We'll split the difference.
We don't know nothing, and we don't listen.
Mm-hmm. It's really the slogan for the show.
We don't know nothing, and we don't listen.
We don't know nothing. We don't listen.
Carolina. And Carolina was in Sunrise Friday, November 10th. The Panthers beat them 5-2. The Panthers lost to Carolina 1-0 Thursday, February 22nd in Carolina. And their third matchup was yesterday. Carolina won 4-0. So we were both wrong.
Split the difference.
How could we both be that wrong?
Because we don't know nothing and we don't
listen. How can we both be that wrong? I mean, that's pretty much what we do.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations tonight. The lows in South Florida will be in the upper 70s. It's around 85 degrees. That is your weather.
Somebody texting in, there's a famous story about an astronaut and her husband was cheating on her. I've told this story before. Her husband was cheating on her and she wanted to kill the other woman, or she was the mistress and wanted to kill the husband, who's also an astronaut, his wife, something like that. But she got into her car. It's gonna be like a 30-hour drive, and she put diapers on. This is how angry she was. She never stopped, but it was so premeditated that she put diapers on so that she could go to the bathroom in the car while she was driving to go kill this woman, which she did, and now she's in jail.
Didn't she have to stop for Glenda?
Well, if she did, she didn't have to go in the bathroom.
You got a boo-boo on yourself?
He was diapered up.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy. Will Manso is going to join us next. Talk a little heat with him and whatever else we feel like talking about.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Thank you as always, Jax.
Stay black.
All right.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's your final day to get the code word in to win tickets to see comedian Bert Kreischer and his Fully Loaded comedy special, which is coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach in June. Final code word for the week today is machine. He's known as the Machine. If you know Bert Kreischer, he had the movie out,
yep.
The Machine. He's got a famous comedy story. He was an FSU student and funny story. Anyway, you
the
rest in
the whole, it's a yeah. funny, it's funny, bro. Yeah. I watched that movie. It's hilarious.
It makes an entire movie. It's one story and it makes an entire movie, but he tells it, you know, when he does the shows, and it's really just, you know, I love storytelling.
Yeah.
He tells a great story.
He does.
Code word is machine. Text the word machine to 20357. That's 20357. And you've got a chance to win tickets to Bert Kreischer and his Fully Loaded comedy special at I Think Financial Amphitheater. It is a Live Nation show. Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10 here in Miami. See him on the Heat broadcast tonight. I'm Bally Sports Sun, Heat and Pistons. 7 p.m. tip-off tonight. Will, how important is it for the Heat to win both these upcoming games against Detroit?
I mean, I think it's vital. I mean, you can't say they have to, because obviously there are other games that they need to win along the way and against teams that are in the race with them. But when you're playing one of the worst teams in the league and you've got two in a row, I don't care that they're on the road or not, and you've come off losses, you know, all these losses they've had in a row, including one of the Wizards. I mean, they have to win. Starting tonight, they got to win, and then they got to find a way Sunday and then finish off the trip, two important games. So remember, they got four games on the road now. The good news, I guess, guys, the silver lining in this is that they seem to be playing better on the road for some reason. I mean, they're at home. They're only one game above 500, which makes no sense. But it doesn't matter where they play. They got to win these games down the stretch.
And, Will, passive Jimmy, I guess I'll call him. Like, passive Jimmy. Are they okay with passive Jimmy? Because you can tell when Jimmy wants to play, wants to take over a game, and when Jimmy's not wanting to take over a game.
It's tough because you ask Spo and the players, and they don't see a passive Jimmy. They see a Jimmy that has to kind of adjust to things a bit. Spo was asked about the officiating, and Jimmy went to the free throw line two times the other day. Two times. He's averaged, I think, four over the last four games per game. And when the Heat win games, it tends to be when Jimmy takes 9, 10-plus free throws. As you said, you know, the opposite of passive would be aggressive. So I think in theory, they go, okay, Jimmy's not being aggressive enough. But Spo sees it as the game is being called differently, and they have to find ways. Of late, they just haven't been calling fouls, that maybe there's contact that's not called. Jimmy has to find different ways because he is the star. He is the leader. This is his time. And it can't be an excuse just because he's not getting calls that he doesn't lead the team down the stretch. And he knows that. The team knows that. But I mean, one thing is knowing it. The other thing is doing it.
Will, going into the final 17 games, what's the most concerning part to you about the Heat hopefully making another big-time run? To me, I look at injuries. Obviously, Tyler Hero, Kevin Love not traveling here. That's a concern. Their starting lineup right now, which has finally played over 100 minutes. Their net rating is below zero at minus 6.7, but injuries play a part. Or is it the fact that they haven't beaten a good team, 0-11 against the top five teams record-wise in the NBA? Is it their fourth quarter inefficiency? Like, what to you is the point where you say, that might get in the way of the Heat putting together another magical run?
Can I say all of the above? Because at this time of the year, with 17 games left, when that's your list of things that are happening and wrong, that's not good. And look, injuries are part of it. You kind of can move that one away because every team deals with injuries, and the Heat have been dealing with a lot more probably than they'd want to, obviously. And you've got Kevin Love hopefully coming back soon. Tyler's status is up in the air when he'll be back. It would be better to have an idea of what your rotation is, but Spo can't do that until you have full health. But I do think the fourth quarters, in particular the defense in the fourth quarter, is just concerning, because the one thing the Heat always count on, even in this five-year stretch of Jimmy, these three Eastern Conference finals in 4 years, the two NBA finals, the Heat haven't always been the greatest offense. They've gone through their moments where they're kind of, like they always say, in the mud. But the thing you fall back on is they play great defense, they keep games close, they find a way they win. That's not happening. And especially, as long as you just mentioned, against good teams. And look, it's one thing to lose to bad teams, but you're not going to face bad teams in the playoffs. Once the playoffs begin, whether they're a play-in or a 6 or 5 seed, whatever, you're only going to face quality opponents. And if you can't figure out how to finish with whatever lineup you have, that is a huge problem. And it starts with defense. It starts with getting to that identity they had defensively, especially the close games. And quite frankly, we haven't seen it in a long time. Even when they played well, we haven't seen it in long enough stretches.
We've seen him twice against Denver this season, and we saw them recently in the NBA Finals against Denver. Have you seen anything which leads you to believe that they would be able to compete with Denver in a 7-game series if they were able to get back to the NBA Finals? And I'm making the assumption that Denver goes back to the NBA Finals, but maybe you think there's a team in the West that can handle Denver.
I look at it this way. I hope we have that problem, that we're having that discussion, that the Heat have figured it out, because that means they figured out the East and somehow got through Boston and Milwaukee and all that stuff. But, I mean, I don't think there's anyone right now you look at on paper that matches up with the depth and talent of Denver. I mean, they've got a well-oiled machine. I mean, on a game where Jokic gets ho-hum 12, 14, and 6, only takes 8 shots, they come into Miami and they dominate the fourth quarter and win. I mean, teams don't do that. I mean, that's – you need your star. And we saw star efforts from Luka and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and wins over Miami recently, you know, on the road for the Heat, where other teams had their stars show up. Denver doesn't need that. So to answer your question, I don't see any team right now matching up. I would love to get that chance, because I would love to think that Eric Spoelstra, at that point, if they get to a finals, has figured out, obviously, okay, what's the rotation? What's the key? Where do I turn to? And you hope that Jimmy could take over and do his thing. But right now, there's no reason to think the Heat or anybody can compete in a 7-game series with Denver, in my opinion.
And Will, just staying in the East, because we talked to Brian Geltzeiler recently,
And he was saying the Knicks are being overlooked. Well, the Cavs are number two. And then Gelchi was saying the Knicks match up well against a lot of people. We know the Celtics and Milwaukee, those are the big names. Can the Cavs or the Knicks really come out the East?
I don't think so. No, I don't. I think the Knicks can make a sort of a run. You know, I mean, I think it depends where they go. You know, 4-5 right now, if you look at the Knicks in Orlando, that's a heck of a series. I would think the Knicks, just based on the veteran talent they have, especially if Julius Randle and OG Anunoby are healthy, are going to be a good team in the playoffs. They're rough and tough and defensively. Jalen Brunson's a big-time scorer. They have a nice nucleus with the trades they've made to make a run. I don't know if Orlando's ready. And then you look at Cleveland. Look, Cleveland, quite frankly, when you look at the matchups, that's probably going to be the most likely matchup if Miami can sneak into that sixth spot, right? I mean, it's Milwaukee and Cleveland battling for 2-3. If you're Miami, you say, okay, I'll take my chances with a Cleveland team that doesn't quite have that deep playoff experience, no matter how good their roster is with young players. Because if you beat them, you avoid Boston in the second round, and then you deal with potentially Milwaukee, whoever it may be, and then Boston. So that's the kind of the path for the Heat. I don't think those teams, answer your question, they'll have a run in them to beat a Boston, to get through Milwaukee, to do basically what the Heat did last year. I don't see that.
Tonight, Will, is one of those, you know, rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of game for the Heat. So don't
that,
bet
that doesn't exist. When's the last time the Heat did
Al,
that?
Listen, you watch. In the next two games, there's eight quarters of basketball. Jimmy Butler at most should play about 5.5 quarters of basketball. That's all I'm saying. You heard it here first. Mark it down.
If he's injured. The only way that happens is if he's injured.
Mark it down, Will. You heard it here first. Real quick about the Dolphins. Do you feel dramatically different today about the Dolphins free agency period than you did, say, on Monday or Tuesday?
I mean, dramatically, no, because I never, guys, this one thing, I never overhype day one of free agency. How many offseason champions are there in day one signing all the big contracts, and then other teams throughout the offseason make moves, have a good draft, and they're the ones making noise? The Dolphins' core is still their offense and their weapons and Mike McDaniel's, you know, genius of trying to get that to be one of the best in the league, and that's their calling card. So even though they lose Wilkins, even though they lose guys obviously moving on from X, the players they replace with them, what they do in the draft, I still think with a new defensive coordinator, I still think there's the potential for that defense to be solid. And that's really all you need, because when it comes down to the Dolphins, it's Tua, it's Tyree, it's Waddle. Now they ask Jonathan Smith. It's the weapons they have at running back, and Achane hopefully stays healthy all season. That's going to be the way they win games, scoring 30 points a game and going out there and, you know, beating teams that way. So, no, I think they're filling the pieces the best they can, but in the end, the nucleus of this team is Tua in that offense, and it's still right where it needs to be.
And, Will, I haven't heard your opinion on the Tua thing. Are you a guy that wants to lock him in for that? You know, it's going to – bro, it's going to be almost $500 million seeing these contracts with these, with quarterback. Are you a guy to say lock Tua in?
My original thought, honestly, after the season was the best route would be the fifth-year option and just play it out. But the reality is the free agency with the cap going up and with the way things are free agent-wise with what they need, you guys know this. You sign a player to these huge deals, and it sounds great, but you can get out of these deals in a couple of years. So essentially, you'd just be committing to Tua for another 2-3 years, which at this point, I think he deserves it. I mean, I think it's clear that with Mike McDaniel, these weapons, that's the window to see what you've got. And you've got to pay him market value to do it. You can't take a step back. You're not going to have an 80-something-year-old owner move on from Tua and have to restart a quarterback, which is the hardest position to find. They've got a top tier, not elite, not the top two or three, let's say, but certainly that next level of quarterback. I think at that point, you got to pay the market value and ride these next couple of years and see where it takes you. It's not easy, but it's better the alternative of teams that are in quarterback hell and don't have anybody, and that's no formula to win games.
Your Giants did it with Daniel Jones. Massive contract, and then it's like, all right, see you later.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, they fell into the trap. They win a playoff game. They give them the big money, but they're out of it after this year. And, yeah, they got to eat some money, but in ownership terms, they don't care. You got to move on. So it was a mistake.
And Tua, by the way, is 1,000 times better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think the extreme in this case. So you look at Kirk Cousins that gets all that money. I mean, I'd rather have Tua any day of the week. So I think Tua will get the market value deal. I think it'll help their salary cap situation. And I think they'll go all in the next couple of years to see what they've got with this nucleus, because we know, look, past 2 years, Tyreek's not going to be here. A lot of this nucleus isn't going to be here. We've already seen some of the nucleus leave, so you've got to kind of go all in these next couple of years.
You know, Will Manso is married to Giselle Espinales, the sports reporter on Channel 6. You know what's going on in your own house, Will? You see what she's posting on Instagram?
I haven't looked today. No, I haven't. I can only imagine.
No, it was a couple days ago, and it's still bothering me. She's drinking
what did she
pickle juice. She's drinking pickle juice right out of the jar.
Yeah, don't start with that. She's trying to get me to do it, and I refuse. First of all, I don't like pickles. I sure as heck am not drinking pickle juice. But she's, like, all excited about this. Do you hate pickles? Is that the story here? You're not a pickle fan?
Pickles ruin everything. They literally ruin everything. Whatever they touch.
Chick-fil-A sandwiches with the pickles in them are nice. Chick-fil-A, I could do with the pickles.
No, it's ridiculous. Inside. Nobody wants that. I would submit to you that more people pull the pickle off the Chick-fil-A sandwich than leave it on. And that's a fact. It's a fact. I just made it up.
Behind that.
Yeah, there is. I made it up.
I don't even like pickles.
Fact.
Well, Giselle would apparently pour pickle juice on it now out of the bed. She was so excited because the pickle company, whatever company that is, like, reposted her story. She's like, oh, my God, the pickle people saw me. I'm like, who cares? It's disgusting. What are you doing?
Drinking pickle juice out of the jar.
It's healthy.
Who does that?
It's healthy.
I guess it's good for your skin. She's got great skin. Maybe that's the key.
She does have
just
great
drinking
skin.
Pickle juice. I don't know. I gotta
go fix myself. It might be too late for me, but I gotta go fix myself a glass of pickle juice if it's good for skin.
I'm gonna take a pickle juice bath. Yeah, pickle juice bath before I head to Bally's tonight.
I need a 24-hour IV drip.
Amy's not gonna want to stay with 30 feet from me smelling like pickle juice. So,
Alana, let's book Giselle for next week because this needs to be talked about further. Because I was just repulsed by this on her Instagram post. I mean,
you
just—I
have
repulsed.
To watch it go on in my kitchen. I'm drinking coffee in the morning. She's got a gallon of pickle juice in her mouth. What do you think? I mean,
and then her breath smells like pickle juice, which is a terrible smell.
Yeah, it is pretty nasty. It's just vinegary. It's just nasty. It's just nasty. Yeah,
I love vinegar. I don't understand the I don't understand the fascination with pickle juice. I don't get it.
She'll explain to you that it's wonderfully healthy for you. Apparently,
it's you drink pickle juice before football games in high school. That was the thing. It's
you
like
drink pickle juice.
It hydrates. Well,
the hydration thing.
Yeah, it's
that,
like a
hydration
thing.
Right? Yeah,
it's supposed to absorb better. Yeah, all that stuff. Y'all bodies is ruined.
That was Jay Ajayi's secret. To the 1,000-yard season, wasn't it, Will? Jay Ajayi was downing pickle juice.
He was downing pickle juice on the sidelines. Yeah. That's the key to everything, apparently, pickle juice. Yeah,
drink a Gatorade, all right? How about a purple Gatorade, and let's move on with our lives.
So Jay Ajayi, Giselle, very successful people. You're not gonna listen to that.
Ajayi had a window of two games. All of a sudden, he's in the Hall of Fame. You never heard from the guy again. Well, I've heard from Kate Middleton more recently than Jay Ajayi.
What?
It's a very timely joke.
Maybe she needs pickle juice. Maybe Kate Middleton needs pickle juice. Yeah.
Will Manson from Local 10. Thank you, Will.
Anytime, yes.
that was a quality joke for like 10% of the people.
It was solid, Hawk. It was solid.
That was good.
Yeah,
it was. It was. There's a great mystery going on with
Who's Kate Middleton?
Exactly. All right. 3 o'clock hour is coming up next. Do not go anywhere.
Coming up next on the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Meow.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.